Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 62. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Sunny skies and dry Saturday. Clouds on the increase by Sunday. Mid-60s Saturday. Mid-50s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 29.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A motorcycle rider was killed Tuesday afternoon in a crash in Neosho County in southeast Kansas. Julio Flores has more.
The crash was reported at 1:38 p.m. Tuesday on U.S. 59 Highway, about 6 miles north of Parsons. A 2014 Victory motorcycle was headed south on U.S. 59 and was passing another southbound vehicle when the rider lost control of the bike as it entered the southbound lane. The rider, who was ejected from the motorcycle in the crash, came to rest in the southbound ditch while the motorcycle ended up in the southbound shoulder of the highway. The rider, Brandon M. Eastwood, 42, of Pittsburgh, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lou Flores.
A 44-year-old man is dead after an industrial accident at the Tyson plant in Finney County. Investigators said the man from Garden City died Monday evening at Tyson Fresh Meats in Holcomb. Few details have been provided, but a Tyson Foods spokesperson said the company is working closely with OSHA on the investigation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Smith County Attorney Tabitha Owen announced that a Smith County man, 29-year-old Coulter J. Ducote, has been sentenced to 7 presumptive life sentences after being convicted by a jury on 7 counts of Jessica's Law child sexual abuse charges following a Kansas Bureau of Investigation case. On August 12, 2024, a Smith County jury trial convened and concluded on August 14th with the guilty verdict. The case was investigated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation after a request for assistance from the Smith County Sheriff's Office on July 24, 2023. A special agent assigned to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation West, a child victims unit, led the investigation regarding allegations that Ducote had committed the sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14. Ducote was convicted of 7 counts of child sexual abuse, including rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The victim was 11 years old when she reported the sexual abuse by Ducote that began when she was 6. On October 31st, Ducote was sentenced to a mandatory minimum sentence of 25 years to life on each of the 7 counts of convictions, and 2 counts will be served consecutively for a mandatory term of 50 years to life. Increasing numbers of people in Kansas are seeing their doctors with similar symptoms, headaches, severe sore throat, cough, fever, and general body aches with fatigue that may persist for weeks. And while it sounds typical for cold and flu season, health experts say something different is occurring. What's a little unique this year is a certain bacteria called mycoplasma, which is causing an increase in bacterial pneumonia. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have released reports indicating that pneumonia infections are on the rise across the state, particularly affecting Kansas's most vulnerable populations, people aged 65 and older, and young babies and children. Clinics across the state have reported an uptick in children presenting classic symptoms. And unlike viral pneumonia, which can be prevented with a vaccine, there's no vaccine available for bacterial pneumonia. However, there are still effective measures that you can take, like staying home if you're ill, washing your hands frequently, covering your coughs, sneezing into your elbow or a tissue, and avoiding contact with those who are sick. Health officials say treatment includes antibiotics like Z-Pax, which can be effective. A task force of Kansas students, teachers, and administrators on student phone screen time have presented their findings to the State Board of Education, and that includes a bell-to-bell personal electronic device policy in K-12 schools, meaning students would not be able to get to their phones throughout the school day, including during lunch and between classes. The task force also called for students to take regular breaks from screens during the day, though Board of Education members believe that needs to be up to the school districts to develop their own policies. The board did not take action on the task force recommendations. The state school board members also directed the task force to study and discuss issues related to electronic devices and the effects of social media on students' mental health. And as part of their research, members discussed The Anxious Generation, a book by a social psychologist that looks at connections between increased screen time and adolescent mental illness. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program has announced that four new forms of sorghum have been officially added to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Data Central Database. This significant milestone ensures that the most up-to-date nutritional information on commonly used sorghum products is readily available to consumers and food companies amid growing demand for sorghum. In collaboration with United Sorghum Checkoff Program, the USDA collected samples from sorghum farms across the United States, gathered metadata, and conducted nutrient analysis. And the newly updated sorghum forms now available in Food Data Central are whole grain, pearled flour, and bran. Laner DeBruzzi, the Director of Nutrition and Food Innovation at Sorghum Checkoff, said this is a pivotal step in making sorghum information more accessible and understood by both consumers and the food industry, and they're excited about the potential growth this brings to the sorghum market. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program will continue working with the USDA's Methods and Application of Food Composition Laboratory to include data on cooked grains and popped sorghum varieties. For more information about the United Sorghum Checkoff Program and other research projects, you can visit sorghumcheckoff.com. In Nebraska news, starting this fall, Nebraska hunters have the option to electronically report their November firearm deer season harvest or take their deer to a check station. While checking in deer is mandatory, hunters may choose to check in their deer at a check station or through telecheck for the first time during this 9-day firearm season. In the past, hunters were required to take their harvest to a physical check station during the firearm season, while deer harvests during the remainder of the year were reported through telecheck. Chronic wasting disease surveillance still will be conducted in eastern deer management units during the firearm deer season. Firearm hunters in the Missouri, Elkhorn, Loup East, Wahoo, Blue Northwest, and Blue Southeast deer management units are encouraged to report their harvest in person and voluntarily submit their deer for free chronic wasting disease sampling. However, they may opt for telecheck as well. Telecheck is a free service that allows hunters to check their deer from the field or at home by telephone or online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The online option is strongly recommended for those who opt to telecheck. It was introduced in Nebraska in 2010 to save time and fuel costs for hunters, and it was also a faster way for game and parks to obtain harvest data. Until now, it's only been used to report deer taken in seasons outside the November firearm season and for other species. For more information on telecheck, to view a map of check stations, or to access the online reporting form, you can visit outdoornebraska.gov/hunt/telecheck. And a QR code has been added to deer permits to scan with a smartphone to take hunters directly to the telecheck page. The November firearm season in Nebraska is November 16th through the 24th. On Friday, 66-year-old Michael Egbert, a Nebraska petition circulator, pled guilty to a reduced charge of attempted false swearing to a circulator's affidavit in a case over fraudulent signatures. Hall County Judge Arthur Wetzel then found him guilty and ordered him to pay a $250 fine, bringing a swift end to a case with implications that could be felt statewide. Egbert of Grand Island was at the center of an investigation into allegations of fraud on two petitions to legalize and regulate medical marijuana in Nebraska. Court documents showed that he submitted dozens of fake signatures on each petition, and he used a phone book to come up with names and then made up their birth dates on the petitions. The Hall County Sheriff's Office said 68 of the names had the voters' wrong birth date, 8 names were of dead people, and 6 signatures were misspelled. Egbert would also leave petition pages unattended, so some people may have signed them without his knowledge. The affidavit said he also failed to sign the circulator's oath in the presence of a notary public as required by state law. Egbert was charged with a felony on September 12th, though his plea deal reduced the charge to a misdemeanor. A notary public, J.C. Todd of York, faces 24 charges of official misconduct in the criminal investigation. A judge is expected to rule in the next 2 weeks. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on October 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission reviewed the October 2024 vouchers and payroll, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission with a couple of updates. Ted stated that Foley Equipment was to provide an extended warranty quote last week for the 953 track loader. However, the quote has not yet been received, and the current warranty is soon to expire. Ted gave the commission a report on the continuing issues with lithium batteries, saying the shipping boxes for the batteries has now more than doubled in price, and new Greenworks batteries are going to create a problem for disposal. The commission reviewed the inmate work schedule that has been submitted from October 1, 2024 to date, and the documents outline the daily work schedule. The commission reviewed a proposed scheduled service agreement by Train that will cover the HVAC equipment and be serviced according to OEM best practices. They have priority service available 24 hours a day and have advanced diagnostic technologies for the technicians to analyze system performance and provide for on-site scheduled maintenance. The service contract will cover all HVAC operating systems in the courthouse. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the contract as submitted, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. Terry Laughlin with the Norton Road Department gave the commission a department update, reporting on the Department of Corrections work crew and the projects they've been working on. Terry stated that 202 bridges throughout the county have had the weeds and grass trimmed around them by the crew. He said road crews have been working to eliminate the dirt and weed berms on county roads, and the crews are also working to pull gravel back to the road beds. Terry then inquired with the commission about selling some surplus equipment or equipment that is no longer used, saying he'll get a listing for the commission to approve. Finally, he stated that an inspection was done on the surplus tractor and mowers that are being offered by the Kansas Department of Transportation, though he did not believe that they would be of interest to the county. Craig Sowards with Norton County EMS spoke with the commission about using the county lot on West Washington Street for a training exercise. He said the exercise will include the Norton County Hospital, local fire departments, and EMS, and the commission approved the request. Craig then spoke with the commission on a proposal for salary change for backup personnel. The commission reviewed the request and, after discussion, stated that they would implement this for 2 months and then reevaluate. The KAC annual convention will be held the first week of December, and along with the convention, there will be associate organizations. Voting delegates for Norton County will need to be appointed for the annual meeting of K-Camp and K-Work, so Chairman Beidler was appointed to be the voting delegate for K-Camp and Commissioner Matchett the voting delegate for K-Work. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas submitted to Norton County the options for the 2025 health insurance coverage, and 3 renewal options were provided. The current coverage will have a deductible increase along with an 8.86% increase in premium, and the other options were reviewed with deductible increases, changes in copay for prescription drugs, and a maximum out-of-pocket. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the renewal option A, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the October 7, 2024 Commissioner Minutes with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the October 21st, 2024 Commissioner Minutes with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Commissioners discussed with Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, about recommendations from the recent county audit. The report from the auditor suggested that Norton County make changes to the peak agreements with local banking, and Kathy stated that she will be working with the banks in the very near future. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until November 12th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have macaroni and cheese, Little Smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be barbecue meatballs or chef salad, whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 32 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 63 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 42. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 65. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. On Monday, showers are likely. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 51. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verram of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday and talked about what the Bills have been able to do against the Chiefs in prior years, a.k.a. running the ball all over their defense, is something they're not going to be able to do this year.
For years, the Bills have been able to run the ball on the Chiefs and cause a lot of problems. I don't think they can run the ball on the Chiefs this year. And if they can't run the ball, Coleman's already been ruled out. Cooper may or may not play. Same thing with Kincaid. Look, I think Buffalo's got to run to win the game. I think they have to be able to run the ball. And consistently, not just like one big chunk play. They've got to be able to run. If they can't run, I think it's a very long day for Buffalo. And I think the Chiefs can control the game offensively by running the ball and playing in the middle of the field. Buffalo is not good at safety. I think the Chiefs are going to attack those safeties like crazy in this game. We'll see what happens. But Buffalo to win, I think they've got to be able to run and run effectively throughout the game.
Sunday's matchup is set for 3:25 p.m. on CBS. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupont.
ValleyBet.com. ValleyBet.com.
Cattlemen, it's that time of year to graze those stocks and waterways. And to keep those cattle there, you need reliable temporary fencing from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has solar and plug-in electric fencers from Gallagher, Parmac, True Test by Datamars, and more. Plus, Gallagher insulators, Bayguard polywire, grounding systems, and all the accessories you need to finish the fence. See these fence products pictured at ValleyBet.com, and you can place your order online. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyBet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com,
ValleyBet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.